We are back with one of my favorite guests, a regular guest, a man steeped in history, our oldest guest, Sir Francis Drake. And welcome back to our show, sir.
What a pleasure to be in your company again.
In the current issue of the Straight Talk Reporter, we have a featured article about Sir Francis and the wonderful Renaissance Pleasure Fair, which is currently playing in Irwindale through May
18th.
May 18th. And it's a wonderful fair indeed. Tell us what goes on.
Oh, for some 46 years, we have celebrated springtime with some 150 crafts of the time, 12 stages filled with the entertainments of our day, Master Shakespeare, the Queen, even jousting is there in the play.
And the kids love it, the adults love it.
Oh, indeed. One of the stages is dedicated just to children.
And there is delicious food, which I have enjoyed, and drink.
Aye, indeed, good dark ale, that you may raise a good toast to the parades and processions that pass you by.
Wenches galore.
Oh, indeed, and the Queen herself. God save the Queen. And this good ship in our great port, and Port Deptford, we have a new ship ourselves at the front gate of the Renaissance Fair. A huge, lovely sailing ship there.
And indeed, I have learned just of late that you, Sir Francis, were a decorated naval captain in the British Navy, and you became knighted as a result of your exploits.
Aye, indeed. Sailing around the world, we came upon this shore of California in the summer of 1579, stayed for some 35 days, claimed the land in Her Majesty's hand, and then sailed around the world, home to the Queen, with a treasure of 26 tons of silver, 80 pounds of gold.
And you, sir, were the first Englishman in America.
Aye, indeed, upon this very coast, and claimed the land in Her Majesty's name. It still is an English country, is it not?
Yes, we speak the language, but I don't know. We have cultural diversity here, indeed. But that's remarkable. So you became a knighted as a result of these exploits, and you now are a regular part of the Queen's corduroy, is it?
No. Well, of 1,000 players there at the fair, and I am but one of those players. And, of course, all about you in the street is the music of our day, played on those fine instruments, I say, madrigals, and, of course, the delights you mentioned, 100 foods to put to tooth.
You know, Sir Francis, you think about Elizabethan times as being very severe and stern, and yet the fair is a total disconnect from my historical image.
Well, it is the celebration of springtime. After surviving a winter, you came forth to dance around the Maypole, celebrate the May Queen, they are all there at the fair, and to celebrate the fact that springtime has returned with good feasting, merry play.
And even though people back then did not tend to live very long, your honored queen seemed to defy the odds.
Aye, and we have a new queen this year, a woman brought from London. In fact, London Academy trained. So we have a new crowned head at the fair this year and are looking forward to raising the cry, God save the queen.
And she, in fact, reigned for some 60 years.
Oh, indeed. A beautiful and talented woman, spoke 7 languages, rode well, and handled the diplomacy of the day in a most particular way.
So you think it's entirely possible that a woman leader can be a good leader of a country?
Oh, I've always felt that, sir. God save the Queen, as I did say. But in our time, of course, pistols, swords. It's traditional, sir, for you to hold the sword.
Yes,
on your
indeed.
Show.
Yes, indeed.
Aye, there are good craftsmen.
What
at the
a
fair.
Weapon!
You can see the blacksmiths at their work there. That was a broadsword, sharpened to each side, so you could cut the man coming and going.
Ah. And you can see the men, the silversmiths, actually make these instruments.
Aye, indeed. You can see pottery done there and good pewter cups and all about you, the trade of the fair, so you may observe them at their work.
Again, this is at Santa Fe Recreation Dam area in Irwindale. It's closer than any of the other venues of the fair that used to be in Agora and elsewhere, about a half an hour from Long Beach. And it's a beautiful venue.
Oh, it is indeed. And you must come for the entire day from 10 in the morning till 7 in the eve, 9 good hours of play. And, of course, we particularly celebrate this year, for we have just made an accord and agreement with the County of Los Angeles to appear for 5 more years at the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area.
Outstanding. And you now have a new port this year.
Aye, indeed. Port Deptford. We have a lovely lake there at the fair, and we will be celebrating the sailing of our day. God save the Queen, as I did say.
Indeed, indeed. And two of my favorite are the washerwomen.
Aye, they are there. What delights for wit they will draw you into the very heart of it. Many of the pageants and the plays on the stages make use of the audience as part of the cast.
And they can get a little bit wet when you're watching the washerwomen.
Aye, they can be. They can be wet.
Well, Sir Francis, in the minute we have left, tell us what you think we should learn from those of your age.
Oh, through celebrate springtime, I say, and come join us in the play. Half of our audience comes in the proper clothing of the day. Once inside the gate, they are part of the play. So raise your cup to springtime, celebrate the queen, see all the art about you, put yourself to that merry feast, put yourself to the game, the throwing of axes and swords and lances that day. But everywhere, raise a good cheer, I say.
Sir Francis, thank you again for joining us all the way from the 16th century, right to Straight Talk.
'Tis our pleasure, sir.
And stay with us. We'll be back with the remaining portion of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal. So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, it's very exciting to see a major developer like Jeff Klein involved in reconfiguring our waterfront. It really is going to be a lasting project, and if done right, which hopefully it will be with the input from all of you in town and with the city, we will have a legacy project of which we can all be proud next to the Queen Mary. And as I mentioned, maybe Jeff can then take a look at the Pike and bring that up to the standards that one would expect for a major waterfront site such as the one the Pike is located on. And Sir Francis and the Fair, I've been there now going on 10 years. It's a wonderful experience. You'll have a great time. Come to the Fair. Celebrate spring. As Sir Francis said last year on our show, you never know when you'll be around for another spring. So celebrate spring. Enjoy the festivities. Have a good time. Thank you all for joining us so much, and please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.